Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by me, Pastor Mike Stallings. The scripture is Genesis chapters 9 and 10. I have heard it said that a legal contract is only as good as the lawyer that can find a loophole to get someone out of it. Contracts are serious business. If someone breaks a contract, there are most likely some painful consequences, either legally or financially. In the ancient world, however, there was a business agreement that was even more serious than our modern-day contracts. The covenant was even stricter. A covenant was an agreement between two parties in which both parties were responsible for certain actions, and the penalties for breaking a covenant were at best shame, dishonor, and complete loss of reputation, and at worst, death. Covenants were the most serious business that could be put in place. When we think of the rainbow in the Noah story, we typically think back to sweet stories from vacation Bible school or Sunday school. Maybe there were even felt boards involved. It seems to be a beautiful ending to a terrible story of floods, global destruction, and a long and aimless cruise with several smelly animals. But Scripture tells us that the rainbow isn't meant to be a colorful epilogue. God's bow in the clouds would have had impactful meaning to ancient people for a couple of reasons. First, there is a covenant between God and Noah. Noah was expected to follow through with some pretty specific commands. Be fruitful and multiply. Eat what you want, but make sure you're not drinking blood. I think that would be a pretty easy one to keep. And don't kill anyone. Rather, fill the earth with people. On God's part, God promises to provide everything that Noah, his family, and all future living beings would need. And God would never again destroy the world with a flood. But every covenant required a sign, a physical action or object that would be a tangible proof of the party's words. And since God was initiating the covenant, God provided the sign, a bow in the clouds. We think of it as a rainbow, but the ancients also recognized that when a ruler hung his bow, it was a sign that disagreement and war with an enemy was over. There was peace. And indeed, there was peace. For a little while. Then Noah, being apparently an excellent grower of grapes, had a little too many of the fermented kind. The interesting thing about the book of Genesis is that it is filled with less than perfect heroes. The man who is responsible for saving humanity and the animal kingdom is found lying in his tent, drunk as a monkey and naked as the day he was born. Fortunately, that's not an image that shows up on felt boards in Sunday school. While we're given a picture of a biblical hero who had a moment of impulse control problems, Noah's son Ham is the real villain of the story. He finds Dad in an embarrassing state, and rather than simply covering Noah up and keeping his mouth shut, he thinks it's pretty hilarious and goes to rat Dad out to everyone else. Ham's two other brothers take great pains to save Dad's dignity. And when Noah sobers up, he blesses them, curses Ham, and renames him Canaan. So why do we have this story, and what does it mean? Well, maybe not as much to us as it did to ancient Hebrews, but there are still some lessons for us. The ancient Israelites were not ignorant people. They realized that the world was populated with all sorts of different people, different tribes, different cultures, and this story was a way of explaining how all of that got started. But more importantly, it explained why the family of nations didn't always get along. The Canaanites were Israel's old enemy, and this story helped explain why. But the lesson for us is that no matter what sort of good we may do in life, We are susceptible to embarrassing moments, moral failures, and times when we mess up terribly. But despite the growing tension and division in Noah's family, the world didn't flood, and the human race kept going. I'm sure that God shook his head at how quickly things began to go off the rails again, but the covenant held. God kept his word. God's promises are eternal. There have certainly been floods since then, but never a flood that destroyed everything on earth. That's the lesson for us. God keeps promises despite our forgetting our responsibilities. There is hope in the rain that the rainbow will appear. We are not forgotten. We are forgiven. God is faithful, forgiving, true to all his covenants, and willing to restart and repair our relationship. That is the grace and gospel we proclaim. Let us pray. Gracious God, you keep faith with us despite our breaking covenant with you regularly. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love, especially through your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.